In this video, we are focusing on several practical areas of rebuilding: health, home, money, work, and administrative tasks. These areas may not sound spiritual at first, but they matter deeply. God made us whole people. Our bodies, homes, responsibilities, and daily patterns affect our ability to pray, think, work, parent, rest, and relate wisely. First, consider health. During divorce recovery, sleep may be disrupted. Meals may become irregular. Stress may affect the body. Some people skip appointments, stop moving, or ignore symptoms because they feel too overwhelmed. This course does not provide medical advice, but it can encourage you to ask, do I need a medical appointment? Do I need help with sleep routines? Am I eating enough? Am I using alcohol, medication, or other substances in a way that creates danger? Do I need professional support? 1 Corinthians 6 reminds us that our bodies matter to God. Caring for your body is not selfish. It is stewardship. Second, consider home. Home may feel different after separation or divorce. There may be boxes, moved furniture, missing items, new schedules, or a silence that feels heavy. Rebuilding home does not require perfection. It may begin with one clean surface, one meal plan, one evening rhythm, or one place for important papers. Third, consider money and work. Financial pressure can create fear. Work may be harder when grief is present. Bills, budgets, taxes, benefits, accounts, and paperwork may require attention. Ministry leaders should not act as financial advisors, attorneys, or tax professionals, but they can help you organize questions and seek the right help. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent surely lead to profit." Planning does not remove all hardship, but it can reduce confusion. Fourth, consider administrative tasks. Divorce can create a flood of documents, deadlines, appointments, school information, passwords, insurance questions, and calendar changes. A simple folder, notebook, or digital checklist can become an active piece. James 1:5 says that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Wisdom may come through prayer, scripture, wise counsel, and qualified professionals. Reflection question. Which practical area, health, home, money, work, or administration, needs attention before it becomes a larger crisis? Gentle next step. Choose one practical task and write the next action, the date, and the person or professional who may help.